If I was going to do a 495th episode of the Hypnagogue podcast, and I'm not saying that I am, I would probably do something like this.
Thank you.
I would like to think that this time around, unlike last episode, there was no part of this flow that would have made you go, I'm not sure I want to listen to this. See, I'm still feeling mildly regretful about that, although not regretful. If you weren't here last time, go back and listen. Instead, as I wove my way in and out of the library and the holding tanks. I was going to say newish queue. I used to call it the newish queue, and then it became the holding tanks. Sometimes I just call it Larry. I think I picked out an okay selection of tracks for you. No big bumps in the road. Nothing to make you question my hostly sanity. I am, by the way, John Shanahan. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to Hypnagogue Podcast 495. By the way, I should mention, actually, I probably shouldn't mention it in case you hadn't noticed it. I think I'm getting a little bit of some kind of background noise, microphone noise. You know, I do this thing, again, out of the spare room in my home with a really crappy board, which I didn't have for a number of years, and my microphone. And I actually have my microphone sitting right now on a couple of folded up face cloths, because I'm really high tech for dampening, because I'm too cheap to buy myself one of those things that hangs over your desk and to get myself a decent pop filter and generally do the things that real big person podcast hosts might do. It's 17 years later. I can't be bothered. Let's talk about the music and ignore any that you hear underneath in the quiet parts. Ready? Listen. Yeah, there you go. We started off with Andrew Lahiff, who I've not heard from in quite some time. I'm not sure when Andrew's last release was, but this one was called Cosmic Archaeology, and that track was Under the Fields of Stars. After that, Alexander Trisorg off Music Needs No Heroes with a track that is called...
NDRs.
Exactly. Thank you, Google Translate. Entiars, which apparently is Greek for dares. Or maybe it's not. I just trust whatever Google Translate tells me. I just trust the robots. After that, it was Logic Moon. This is another track off of the Isla's Calm Cloud compilation that I played last episode. It just so happened that as I was shuffling the holding tanks, I had left this album in there after I'd played something off it, just to see what else I liked off of it, and I liked this. It was called Under the Blue. After that, getting a little funky with B. Ashra and Ricky Deadking. This is off the remaster of their Live at U-Site Fusion 99 release that was Waterproof. I immediately fell in love with the title track from Gina Linnae's Bloom album. This is a beautiful piano album. Really nice. After I put the track into the podcast, I stopped and I backed up and I just listened to the album. Very pleasant. After that, Test Card from Music for the Towers with certainly the song title of the episode, It Calmed the Hedges and Blurred the Buildings. Yes, it did. Glacis and Heinrich Mirakord have a new collaboration called We Gape and We Are Healed. That was The Loss of Light. Supersymmetria after that with Pale Blue Dot off of Golden Ratio. Supersymmetria is one of those acts that only ever sent me one album. There's a lot of them. I try not to take it personally. Someone who has sent me a number of albums, thank you, is Peter Phippen. And this time I reached into his album with Ivar Lundy Jr. called Earthly. That track was Mystical Passions. Also in the repeat offender category is Lad Alan Doan. Off of his album Universal Expansion, that was Relative Velocity. And then it was Richard Thiessen with Freya's Tears. Off of this, I think, is a Hall of Fame album title, if only for its bold-faced honesty. The album is called A Breathtaking Collection of Romantic Melodies. It's not the subhead to anything, it's the actual title of the album, A Breathtaking Collection of Romantic Melodies. Ben Carroll after that, bringing us some interesting vocal work off of Being Light. That track was Remembering Many Lifetimes. Things got quiet after that with the John Pucalli Ensemble with Still off of Alive, and we closed out with Bart Hawkins from his Nonlinear Crossroads release that was An Ancient Lullaby. Every now and then, the Hypnagogue podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. We've been at it now for 17-plus years. You may notice I didn't bother to make any note of the passing of the birthday. I'm tired of it. Going into my 18th year in production. If you know I'm here, you know I'm here. And if you've been here a while, you know that sometime around June, it's a birthday. It's just my hobby. If you haven't made a dime off of something in 18 years, you can pretty safely consider it a hobby. I should say, having said that, I love the collection of music that I have amassed over the years. Been at this technically since 2003 when I started reviewing. 2009 is when I started doing the podcast. 2017 is when I stopped reviewing but kept doing the podcast. So I have received more fantastic music over the years than I ever could have hoped to compile on my own. So I very much appreciate that. But no need to mark another circle around the sun for the podcast. We're just going to keep on going. I will be back again real soon with yet another episode. I think I'm going to call it Hypnagogue Podcast 496. I know it's a little out there, but it's because I dropped acid. And until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.